This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Ezekiel chapter 3, a unique way in which God used a brilliant man. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Many Bible scholars believe that the prophet Ezekiel was an exceptionally brilliant man. If their conclusions are correct, perhaps that explains why God told Ezekiel over and over again, "Speak my words to this people." God made it plain that the prophet was to say to the people, "Thus saith the Lord," not, "Thus saith Ezekiel." We find the heart of God's commission in Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. "Then he said to me, 'Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it.' So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. He then said to me, 'Son of man, go now to the house of Israel, and speak my words to them.'" It is often a temptation for those who have special mental abilities and gifts from the Lord to rely on those abilities, to try and embellish the message, or make it more palatable. But God said no. In spite of Ezekiel's mental power, he was a messenger delivering God's message to his people. A few years ago, during our days of campus ministry, we invited a Christian professor to come and be with us for an evangelistic outreach. This man had a PhD, was a department head in a major university, and had all the credentials he needed to be highly regarded by the academic community. During his time with us, he debated the leading atheist on our campus, another professor with a PhD. The Christian professor was clearly the victor in this debate. As we analyzed it later, it was because he gave a very simple, clear, and understandable presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He spoke the Word of God. A couple of years later, we invited a different Christian professor to be with us for the same kind of outreach. But in this debate, the atheist wiped him out. As we reviewed the situation later, we noticed that this Christian professor had not quoted one verse of Scripture and had kept the whole debate on a plane of philosophical human argument. Christian, our job is clear. God has commissioned us to take His message to those around us. First, we must fill our lives with His Word. Like Ezekiel, we must eat it, digest it, assimilate it, and make it part of our lives. Then we must share it with others in all of its simplicity and power. God uses brilliant people, but only when they speak God's Word. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We encourage you to write for a free copy of Going On with Christ. This booklet is designed to help you grow in your Christian faith as you study and memorize 8 key Bible verses. To receive your free copy of Going On with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, what to say when people complain that life is not fair? As we consider Ezekiel chapters 7 through 11 on Daily Discipleship.